Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're excited to welcome from the West Coast, King Kaufman, who is the creator and the host of a brand new podcast called Can't Win for Losing. It literally is about losers, which I find fascinating because we're kind of obsessed with winners and losers in this generation where it seems like everyone gets a trophy. And yet we still are very quick to point to losers when we spot them. King, welcome to the show. What made you decide to do a podcast about losers?
Well, like you say, it kind of fascinated. I've always been fascinated by it. My first Little League team went 0-20, and I didn't get a hit for the whole year. And, you know, I have lots of excuses for why that is. But I feel like it sort of shaped a lot of things in the way I look at life. And I just have always found that the losing side often has more interesting stories and more interesting things to say than the winning side. I mean, you know, the winners are kind of like, woohoo, and pouring champagne over each other. And the losers are like, well, what happened? And there's lots of conversation. So I don't know. It's just always been a fascination of mine. And I finally got to do something about it.
Well, certainly working in this business for such a long time, there is a definite trend when it's a team or a person who's got a lot of losing or negative headlines attached to them, it seems to generate more conversation than the teams that are winning all the time. They're boring. There's not as much drama. It's not a soap opera. We tend to like to watch the train wrecks. We're kind of rubberneckers when it comes to what's happening in other people's lives. And if it looks like a wreck, then we tend to stop and look at it and pay attention.
Yeah. I mean, there's no movies about someone whose life is just really good and everything happens, you know, everything's great and no problem. You know, I mean, there's always a problem. That's where the story starts. So there's that. And, you know, I found that when I first came up with this idea and ever since then up to today, whenever I tell people, I do this podcast, it's called Can't Win for Losing. It's about losing. Whoever I'm talking to always says, well, of course you're going to do a story about, and then, you know, whatever their local team is, like everybody feels like they've got the loser story, like the team that at least one of the teams they root for is the quintessential loser. And it just seems like everybody identifies with it.
Mm. Well, you did have an episode that involved Cleveland that ran in October during the World Series. And, of course, there was this great idea throughout the fall, summer and fall, that the Indians would have a chance at redemption, might get back to the World Series to make up for what happened in 2016 when they lost in Game 7 on their own field. There certainly is a lot to pick apart when you're talking about Cleveland sports. And I know just from spending time with not only my own family in Northeast Ohio, but listeners as well, they tend to have this association, this connection to the losing storylines.
Yeah, I think it kind of colors your whole way of looking at the world, at life. To be a sports fan in Cleveland, or to be a Cubs fan, or to be, you know, up until 2004, a Red Sox fan, and that's what that episode was about. And if people aren't familiar with the podcast, it's a documentary podcast. These are produced, you know, narrative stories. It's not just, you know, me and somebody else talking, or me interviewing somebody over the phone kind of thing. It's like so the theme of that one story was, does it color your personality to grow up in, let's say, Cleveland, where until the Cavaliers won last year, no world championships in any major sport since 1964? And, you know, kind of yes. And even and it doesn't cure everything to win one. It's like, okay, now they won one. But there's still this, like, you know, their sports fans in Cleveland are pessimistic and fatalistic, and, you know, it's still Cleveland.
I have already heard from a lot of fans who are just assuming that the Browns are going to go 0-16 this season. They nearly did last year, but people seem certain that this is the year where they go 0 for again.
Yeah. And, you know, I was on a Cleveland podcast, the McNeil Show, and they didn't know when they booked me that that I'm a Warriors fan. And so that was sort of shocking for them. But anyway, they are organizing a parade. And they've got the permits and everything. And if the Browns go 0-16, they're going to have a winless parade. Mm. And in January, which, you know, I am planning to attend. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'll find a way. I'll walk there if I have to. but, yeah, I mean, and what's going to happen, what always seems to happen is, you know, the Browns have all these games coming up against 3-6 teams, and it looks like they're going to beat the Steelers or something. Right there, that's always how it goes.
There's only been one other 0-16 season in NFL history, and that was the Detroit Lions in 2008. And I will tell you, I still hear from a lot of Detroit fans who feel like until their team actually wins a playoff game, that they're also in that category of losing. King Kaufman is with us. He is the creator and the host of Can't Win for Losing, which is essentially a podcast about losers. What's another one of your favorite stories? We've got about 2 minutes to go. So what's one of your favorites?
Oh, I think my favorite story wasn't even about a team. It wasn't even about a human being. It was about a horse named Zippy Chippy, a thoroughbred horse who ran 100 times and lost 100 times. And, you know, he started at Belmont Park and he ended up at, you know, county fairs in Massachusetts. But he became this sensation, this big star. People would crowd into the racetracks to see him and they'd bet on him. He'd run off as the favorite, even though he never won. And he was in People magazine. He was one of People's 50 most intriguing people 1 year. And in retirement, he's still alive, and he lives on a retirement farm near Saratoga Racetrack. He is so popular that he subsidizes the retirement life of dozens of champion racehorses who won millions and millions of dollars. He won $30,000 in his 10-year career. You know, finishing third a few times.
Whoa.
And so he becomes kind of the winner in the end. And, you know, I just loved that story. I thought it was a really great story. Zippy Chippy, the losingest racehorse of all time.
Oh, I can't wait to listen for that one. And then really quickly, I'm not kidding, 30 seconds. Who's Mike Porter?
Yeah. Mike Porter, a high school football coach in Houston who, as a player, never won a game in high school, never won a game in college. He went to Prairie View A&M. Both his high school and his college, while he was there, were in the middle of 80-game losing streaks, which is the longest in the history of high school and the history of the NCAA. So, of course, what does he do after going 0-77 as a player? He becomes a coach. He's Monday's episode.
Gonna have to check that out. Look for Can't Win for Losing on Apple Podcasts or wherever you happen to get your podcast with King Kaufman. And you can find him on Twitter in that same exact place, @King_Kaufman. Thanks so much for joining us for a couple of minutes, King.
Amy, always great to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.